And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, we're down here at around verse number 9. We're going to back up here a little bit and just take a look at the context here and then go into our new consideration. There was a certain rich man. He had a steward, and he found out that the steward had wasted the master's goods. He calls him to reckon. The steward says within himself, verse number 3, what am I going to do? The stewardship's going to be taken away from me. He says, I cannot dig. He was work brittle. He was to beg. He was be ashamed. And so he resolved about what he would do. He would make it to the debtors of his master. He would make it good on them, so then they would receive him. They would owe him. So he calls the Lord's debtors in verse number 5. And whatever they owed, he said, go ahead and pay off a lesser amount. We'll call it good. And so he does that in verses 6 and 7, and verses 5, 6, and 7. And then it says in verse number 8 that the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now, understand this, the Lord... In the next verse, the Lord is not saying that by hook and crook we should make our way, because the steward was responsible for his master's goods, and he paved a way for himself. He operated in selfishness to the detriment of his Lord. His Lord did collect some of what was owed him, and then he acknowledged that the steward made a way for himself. He said, it says here, verse number 8, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. It's not saying that the debt was uncollectible. It evidently was collectible to some extent. In verse number 5, he said, how much do you owe? And he said, 100. And he said, well, take your bill and sit down and write 50. So there was a 50 whatever unit lost to the master. To another in verse 7, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. So there's a 20% loss there to the master. So the master did get some of what he was due, but in that 20 and in that 50, the unjust steward, he made a way for himself. There is evidently even thievery here, in that he is working this. And so listen to what the Lord says. And the Lord, verse 8, the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely for himself, not the wisdom of God, but for himself, for the children of this world and their generation wiser than the children of light. And so that's the key, is that those that work and do in the world according to the way of man and the way of the world will be likely found being crooks. Now, I'm not saying that everybody is a crook, but everybody certainly has a temptation to be, and the potential is there in the working of the world that it's just that way. People, we are naturally self-serving, even from others, and are subject to steal. And so, verse number 9, and I say unto you, Jesus speaking, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Is the Lord saying, be an unjust steward? Is he telling that it's okay to rob from your boss, from your company that you work for, from those that you engaged? Is he saying that? No, he's not saying that at all. The Lord would never lead us into sin and unrighteousness. The Lord, he says, make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, it may receive you into everlasting habitations. This, interpreted with other scriptures that we know that are in the, that are hand in the Bible, the Lord is saying, don't be this way. Don't be a crook, but take the things of life and be very generous. Be very generous. Maybe what he's speaking more is more about the master, because the master was not wroth in this case. He was not angry about what the steward had done, but actually commended him. Maybe he's speaking and touching upon that, but the Lord says, be generous, be hospitable, be helpful. And when you have a problem yourself, there will be others to help you. Be helpful and be hospitable to others for the sake of receiving. No, the Lord tells us plainly, give without expectation to receive again. So we have those passages in the scripture where the Lord says it's more blessed to give than receive. But the Lord does understand and know that if we take the things of this life and use them well and be hospitable and generous with them, it will make a place for us when we have a problem. The Lord, the scriptures talk about those that ignore the cry of the poor. And when it comes time for them to cry, they won't be heard. And so, the Lord is not admonishing us to take advantage. You know, there are religions, we would say, and you understand how I mean that, different groups of different people that believe different things, that believe that the foreigner or the one outside of them is meant to be used and abused. They believe and they take the position that it's okay to steal from those that are not like them. It's okay to be fraudulent or to extort or to be mean or brutal to those that are not like them. And that's not the case. Our Lord has indicated to us that we're to love Him with everything, and love our neighbor even as ourselves. And so the Lord said, see how it works here in the world. That steward, he was wise in the way of the world. You be wise in the way of the Lord. And you take the stuff of life, don't abuse it, but use it well for the Lord, for His kingdom, and in a way that's right, in a way that's generous, in a way that's hospitable, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. So let's understand the Lord is not condoning what the steward has done by any means. Verse 10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So we see here the steward had not been faithful in his stewardship, was called to account of it, and then when it came time to where he was going to really be called on the carpet, he became even more unfaithful and used his master's goods. He was at the point of not being diligent about the collection of the master's debts, and then he even used which was owed to his master for himself, and rather than reckoning it back to his master. And the Lord says, if you're not faithful in the little things, you will not be faithful in the greater things. Verse 11, if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, the things of the world, who will commit to your trust the true riches? So the Lord tells us that For true riches, and I believe the indication is spiritual riches, not greater wealth of this world. Certainly that could be a small part of it. But we must be faithful and are called to be faithful in the very little that the Lord puts us over. He said, if we've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, the things of this life, then how will it be committed unto us the true? Because the Lord is looking and does look to commit the true, the greater, unto those that are faithful. Verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And so this speaks to us about in our nation, our land, our culture, we typically work for other people. That's most typical, that we work for another. And the Lord says, if you're not faithful with another man's stuff, how will you have your own? How will you have your own? And so this is not, from the standpoint of the Lord, this is not a commendation of the steward, but a sober look at the way that this man worked and was hypocritical and unrighteous in the management of others. He said, if you operate like this, how will you ever have your own? Diligence. May the Lord help us that we would be diligent. Verse number 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You either have to serve the Lord and put mammon in its right place, or you're going to serve mammon, the things of the world, and the way of the world, and the way of men, and you're going to put God aside. There's no middle ground. And may God help us that we see that. We're going to serve ourselves. We're going to serve the stuff of this life and for the stuff of this life. Or are we going to serve our wonderful Lord? How is it with you? In verse 14, we move on to another subject. And it says here, and the Pharisees also, who were covetous, they wanted stuff. They wanted to pile up stuff. They wanted the stuff of others. Remember that the Lord had said unto them that they devoured widows' houses. The Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him, the Lord. And he said unto them, Jesus said, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed amongst men is abomination in the sight of God. So they are deriding the Lord for what he said, for their working of the system to their own benefit, rather than being hospitable, rather than being generous, rather than being open, as the Lord would have us to be. And he said, so they turn on the Lord, they deride him about what he said, and running him down. He said, you justify yourselves before men, but you're not paying attention one whit to what God thinks. Because the Lord knows your hearts, he says. He knows what's inside. For that which is highly esteemed amongst you and your cronies in the way of the world and men, it's abomination in the sight of God. And so here, this steward is kind of like the leadership in Israel, isn't it? He kind of represents them in that they have the stewardship of the things and the good things of God, and instead of reckoning it well, they use it for themselves and not to honor and glorify the Lord. They take the word of God and change it and twist it. And so he says, be careful. Be careful about what's going on in your heart. Be careful about your motive and what's happening there. Because the way it is with men, that's an abomination with God. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com,
or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.